Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 19th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple announced a press event at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on December 2nd in New York City, focusing on, quote, honoring our favorite apps and games of 2019. The invite also says, loved by millions, created by the best. Spotify launched its Your Daily Podcast playlist, giving listeners a daily automated list of podcasts that they may like. After testing, Your Daily Podcast is now rolling out to users in the US, UK, Germany, Sweden, Mexico, Brazil, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Spotify's algorithm mixes podcasts that people already follow along with its own recommendations. ZDNet reports that some Disney Plus accounts have already been stolen and are being offered for free or for sale on various forums. Some users had their passwords changed, others did not. ZDNet suspects that the users either reused passwords from other sites or had been infected with malware. Forums have been filled with account credentials for Netflix, Hulu, Prime Video, and others for years. However, the speed at which accounts have been stolen is unusually fast. Microsoft announced its Teams communication app and Slack competitor now has over 20 million daily active users. Microsoft launched Teams back in 2016. In July of this year, Microsoft said that Teams had more than 13 million daily active users. In October, Slack said that its app had 12 million daily active users, so Teams seems to have pulled quite further ahead. Also in October, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella said that more than 350 organizations have at least 10,000 people using Teams. The reviews for Google Stadia came out one day before it launched for founders on Tuesday, November 19th, and the consensus is it works better than expected, but still not good enough. There's some noticeable lag, which is not a problem in slow-paced games, but may or may not cause issues on shooters. Ars Technica's Kyle Orland said it worked fine on Ethernet, but was inconsistent to the point of aggravation on Wi-Fi. Most say it feels like a beta. The Verge's Sean Hollister also said it felt more reliable than similar services tested, but doesn't compare to a high-end console or PC. And in Gadget's Jessica Condit said, quote, I wouldn't play any of these titles competitively on Stadia, but the service is fine enough for a relaxing evening. Google Stadia has 22 games at launch for a $130 one-time fee, $10 a month, plus $20 to $60 per game. Alphabet's DeepMind said in a blog post, it's improving Google Play's store discovery systems using AI and machine learning to better personalize results and recommendations. DeepMind is a UK-based subsidiary of Alphabet, which Google acquired back in 2014, and also created on-device learning systems to boost Android battery performance, and its WaveNet system now generates voices to Google Assistant users. A flaw that at one point affected all Android users allowed attacker applications to take pictures and then upload them to servers without user permission. Android uses pop-ups to allow permissions for apps, including the ability to access the camera. But both the Google Camera app on Pixels and the Samsung Camera app were vulnerable to a malicious app that was able to take a photo, then see the EXIF and GPS data to be able to mark a user's location. The photos could also be uploaded to a remote server. Google and Samsung have both patched the vulnerability on some devices. And finally, Apple launched a dedicated Apple Developer mobile app, replacing the existing WWDC app. The new app will now include technical and design articles, developer news and updates, videos, and more. Developers can also now enroll in the Apple Developer Program and maintain their membership through the app. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.